Bud Culture, episode 508, Standum Fest, part B. Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed each week. If you've missed the first half of this show, don't worry. Head back to the website, www.podculture.net, and grab the first half. And now, on with the second half of Pod Culture.
So what other trailers came out at Comic-Con? Well, there's another Suicide Squad trailer.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm not...
I don't know about Jared Leto's Joker.
I am not super excited. I try to get myself excited about it. I just can't. I don't know why. It just doesn't look great. I don't think I like the version or whatever they're doing with... Harley Quinn.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. But apparently there was a scene film where she's like pulling out a costume and pulls out a Jessica.
And then it's like, here's the reference. That's it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the current look for Harley in the boat. Mm-hmm. Or in...
It's just kind of gone to, like, hooker. I don't know. It's just...
More like Harley Quinn.
There you go.
And there's even just, like, you know, where's the actual Harlequin look? Why would she be Harley Quinn?
Because her name is Harleen Quinzel.
Yeah, that's like saying even the Joker is going to be the Joker because his name is Mr. Joker.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, like, Joker.
Joker.
But his name's actually Joaquin, but he couldn't pronounce it, so he's like... Joaquim Joker. There we go.
At least they didn't make him a juggalo.
Oh.
That would have been the obvious route to go.
Yeah, that would have. Yeah. That would have guaranteed me not to watch that.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
I haven't seen the trailer.
Mm.
But if it's on the same scale as the other Harry Potter
looks
related.
Looks great, and I can't wait to see that.
Are they going to stretch it like this one really thin reference book out to like five movies or something so they can break
in? Possibly. Because it's Harry Potter, dude.
Well, it's in that universe and in Harry Potter.
Yeah. Kong Skull Island? Anybody see that?
No, I can't say they saw that one.
I'll see it. I mean, you know.
Of course, it's a big monster movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw it and I was like, more of the same. It's got Sam Jackson in it.
What doesn't have Sam Jackson?
I might be sold in it if it had Sam Jackson in it.
I'm sure he's going to die at some point.
Get an eye put out or something.
So I don't know. It didn't wow me like I thought it would for as long as I've been hearing about it. Maybe another trailer that comes with Will.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's about really it, unless we want to talk about King Arthur or Legend of the Sword, which looks dumb. Sorry, but who is it? Guy Ritchie is directing it.
Oh Lord.
Really?
It just doesn't. No.
Huh.
Mm-mm. Sorry.
The former Mr. Madonna?
Sorry. It's just, it doesn't do anything for me.
Wasn't there a teaser? I don't think it was a trailer, but it was a teaser for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Really? Because they're going... Are they actually doing...
Yes.
Ghost Rider?
But not the one you're thinking of.
Oh.
Not it's not the
it's not Johnny Blaze.
Yeah, it's not Johnny Blaze. It's not the Nicolas Cage.
Right.
It's not Ghost Danny Rider. Ketch. It's
the current comic ones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where he's driving a really cool freaking car.
Yeah.
Which car? Ghost Rider, but the car is possessed by the spirit of a serial killer or something, at least in the comic. But they do Vengeance is Coming, and you see the fiery chain go across the S.H.I.E.L.D. logo, and it's pretty badass. If they do it right, it could be cool.
Yeah, they had been doing this promo art with the chain, and everyone was like, Ghost Rider, Ghost Rider. I was like, there's no way it's Ghost Rider. That would be
Hellfire.
Stupid.
So
yeah.
They had Hellfire fighting with fiery chains.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I was like, it would be stupid to add Ghost Rider to the show. They're not going to do that.
Why and how? Why?
Yeah.
That does not seem to fit.
I think that of all the shows, S.H.I.E.L.D. ties into the movies more than any of the others.
Oh, yeah.
And I think because of Doctor Strange, we're introducing magic to the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we're going to have Ghost Rider.
Yeah, Daredevil had some mystic
stuff. Yeah, but not flaming skulls and driving up walls and stuff like
dudes
that.
Dudes with no heartbeat, you know, the Y incisions and no heartbeat.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I finished the second season not too long ago.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
I made the mistake of, it's like, it's midnight. I have three more episodes. Like, do I want to start this or not?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
second season,
God.
You need to watch it.
I need to. Oh, no, I do. I know.
Bad ass.
First season was compared to second season.
Well, yeah, because he actually looks like fucking Daredevil. Yeah. Instead of somebody from The Princess Bride or whatever.
I mean, I liked first season. It was really good.
Yeah.
But second season was my era Daredevil there. I mean, that was, you know, the Frank Miller with the ninjas and the Punisher and all that, and Elektra and all that stuff.
God,
I mean, that was
John
Daredevil to me, and that brought it to life.
His last name, the guy that was on The Walking Dead. You know,
oh, yeah, Bernthal?
Bernthal.
Yeah.
He killed it as the Punisher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was amazing. He looked just like him, and he really pulled it off.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. Also, Living Arcade, there's almost a little sparkage between him and Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were trying to play. I'm like, don't recall that, but yeah, all right with it.
Well, Karen's quite a bit different than she was in the comics.
Yeah, she's not a coked up whore.
Yeah.
They keep hinting at some dark secret with her, though.
Yeah. But, he was just great as Punisher, so. Even my wife's like, okay, where's the Punisher series now? I'm ready for the Punisher series. Yeah, I'm like
2018.
My God,
I think it's 2018, or maybe we're getting Punisher and we get Defenders before we get more Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Yeah,
Jessica Jones.
I haven't finished Jessica Jones. 2018. I've only watched like two episodes of Jessica Jones.
It's good
because. I'm like, do I really want to see a creepy freaking doctor?
David Tennant's good in it.
I don't doubt
he's
that.
He's downright scary. At least I think.
It was good, but, you know, it's my least favorite because I didn't have an attachment to the character.
Yeah,
I didn't read the Alias comic book. Yeah, that'd be confusing when people go look it up.
See the trailer for Iron Fist?
Nope.
Or more like a teaser.
Right, yeah, the teaser, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it looks pretty good.
Yeah,
Rose
Luke Cage.
Yeah, Luke Cage looks cool.
Yeah, and they've got even the teaser.
Does he
for
wear
the
Does he wear the tiara and the gold muscle shirt?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Say Sweet Christmas.
He needs to say Sweet Christmas at least. I mean, come on.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
What's the point? Why even make the show if he doesn't
probably
say that?
Episode 4. He'll say.
Okay, that's your bet, huh? Okay, who can be closest without going over?
There you go.
I'll be halfway through episode 4, Alex.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Luke Cage. I almost said Power Man. Excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I can do that.
Yeah. But it's Iron Fist that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, you're
Iron
a big
Fist.
Iron Fist fan.
I'm a big Iron Fist fan. Always have been. So.
No, white suit, red suit, or green suit.
Ooh. I'm a purist. I kind of say green suit for that reason. But I know even in the comics, I just love the whole red suit story arc where, you know, he's like super powerful. I got two Iron Fists at once and I'm just going to smash everything. And, you know, he had the red suit. That was pretty awesome.
What the hell was the white suit?
Then he came back with the white suit and everything. And the white suit's cool too. I mean,
it didn't seem like white would be the best crime fighting.
No, but if you want to show off the blood of your foes, then that's pretty awesome, yeah. You know.
Or your own.
Never let them see you bleed.
That's why you wear the red suit.
That's why you wear the red suit.
You've read the Sword of Truth books.
You expect me to remember that? It's been forever since I don't even think they explained it on the series, did they?
I have no clue if they did on Legend of the Seeker, but the entire... Like, they very clearly explain it in the books, you know. When you don't want it to show, you wear red or, you know, brown. And when you want to make sure they know, white.
There you go.
Okay. Pretty...
I've got a feeling that they won't have him in much of a costume, I'm afraid. I mean, Daredevil wears the armor, and I can see that. But I just don't know what they're going to do.
They did a very good job with the Daredevil, you know, season 2 costume, where, yeah, it's armor, but it really looks like Daredevil. I mean, it's the best, I think, translation I've seen of it. The cat is playing with the bottle caps.
She knows that's going to be currency.
Yeah,
in the like the guy who sent in all the bottle caps and got the copy of Fallout 4.
Oh, that was clever, very clever.
But so there was a movie that I've seen recently that was a very exclusive to theaters.
There you go.
Oh yeah,
Batman: The Killing Joke.
What'd you think of it?
Fucking amazing.
Really? I've heard very mixed things about
it. Yeah. There's one scene that I have a little bit of an issue with, and actually more than a little bit of an issue, as the comic nerd that I am. Let's just say there's a scene with Bruce and Barbara that, no.
Inappropriate.
But yeah.
Didn't.
But it was very faithful to the story.
Yeah, well, I heard there was a reference in Batman Beyond to Bruce Wayne and Barbara Gordon referencing a failed romance or something like that.
I don't remember necessarily. They take the story and they expand it quite a bit with Batgirl, which actually really makes a lot of sense. And that's fine. They almost make it her telling the story type of thing. And it was pretty good. I really enjoyed it. But, man, don't tell your kids to see. But there are some really good scenes. But, you know, they got the old Batman the Animated Series cast doing their voices.
Yeah, that's
slightly
awesome.
Slightly different art style.
Mm-hmm.
But it started off with they actually had a couple of DVD extra type things. One at the beginning, a little interview with Mark Hamill. And a thing about the mood and the music afterwards, which was really interesting. Yeah. Mark Hamill was talking about, you know, never wanted to come back, never going to come back, unless they did the Killing Joke. Mm-hmm. And then they said, called him for the Killing Joke. He's like, well, what the do I do now?
Now that he's a little busy.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little busy with the
little Star Wars.
Little Star Wars thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was neat, and this is what digital production has been able to do for us, is they do some of these special type of screenings to movie theaters, like one day only. I think they ended up expanding it to 2 days. Everybody wanted two. But my friend Samantha and I, she's been on the show, actually been on the show before, back in the double-digit era, I think. And she's a big Batgirl and Batman fan, so I saw this. Like, oh, they got one in Bloomington. Let's see, you know, she's about halfway there. And so we went up and saw it, and it was great. And, you know, it comes out on DVD in a few weeks. It's already out on digital, so they're starting to go back to that whole dual window.
Release it on digital, and then a few weeks later, release it on physical.
Yeah.
So by the time this airs, then it'll have been out 6 months, and probably, you can get it into the budget bin. Yeah.
At least marked down. Yeah. I am gonna have to. You have to get it. I'm gonna have to get it day one. Thank you, Bobby, for starting that running gag that may not have started yet.
You're welcome.
Is it Y-O-U or Y-O-U-R apostrophe?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
One thing, I haven't seen it yet. I pre-ordered it because I wanted the little figure and everything, and I've got, like, all of them, except for I'd missed the Green Lantern figure. Damn it. But I've got all the...
New Frontier?
No, I've got the New Frontier one, the other one, the first Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah, the one where they're actual little tiny action figures instead of just these little figurines on a base.
Right. Yeah, I missed that one. But that's not the point. I digress. I've seen I pre-ordered it, and I've seen the trailer for it. And one thing I really liked in the trailer was you can tell when the animation will transition into an iconic image of, like, the Joker or something. It's like, oh, you know that they captured this one panel or this cover or whatever here and there. And it's really nice the way
they... Oh, the scene where his eyes are overshadowed by the hat and all you have are, like, the points of light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed a few things in the trailer where I know that artwork. I know where that came from, you know. So, yeah.
Mark Hamill was definitely chewing the scenery as the Joker, even more so than he did in the animated series, because they let him cut loose. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really dark.
Hmm.
But, you know, it's an iconic story. Part of it's where, you know, the Joker shoots Barbara Gordon in... paralyzes her.
Mm-hmm.
But right after he shoots her, goes off for like 3 minutes making really inappropriate jokes. Like, yeah, she's a value, you know, she's like a book, but they're, you know, broken spine. Mm-hmm. Or, it's the thing all librarians suffer for. She wanted to be a coffee table edition and she had fell through the coffee table. Mm-hmm.
I'll be happy as long as my favorite joke from the graphic novel is in there about the flashlights. Don't say what the joke is. Is that in there?
I think so, actually.
Okay. All right. That's all I care about.
There's some good stuff in there. Some parts are even a little creepier than in the graphic novel. Some parts, they don't go as bad because they don't... You know, they show Gordon going through the tunnel and seeing the images of... The pictures that the Joker took of Barbara after she was shot. But they leave more to the imagination in the Killing Joke, the direct-to-DVD movie. Whereas in the graphic novel, you do see, you see some shots that you wouldn't normally see in a hard R graphic novel. But so that was pretty good. I mean, you know what they're supposed to be showing, but they don't actually show anything, and they do very well with that. And I thought that was pretty good. But that whole voice cast is great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm so glad that the lead actor from Wing Commander 3 and 4 is still getting work.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, I was it Dragon Con? There was one of the conventions I went to, and he was a guest. And he was a guest because of Wing Commander. And he was only signing Wing Commander merchandise. And I was like...
That was before we ever started going.
Yeah, I forget one it was. Yeah.
I forgot. But when Malcolm McDowell was at Dragon Con, I think 2 or 3 years ago, I was going to bring, because I have... like the 7 CD set of like Wing Commander 4.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to have him sign it.
That's awesome.
Oh,
but I left it at home.
Oh, he's going to be at Scarefest in Lexington coming up. I'm going to be a guest there. So.
Yes.
Yeah. I played the shit out of those games.
And then Biff from Back to the Future being Maniac.
Yep.
Bleep.
And John Rhys-Davies.
Yep.
As Paladin.
Paladin. Yeah.
Who has done a bumper for us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I got one.
So cool. I even liked Wing Commander Prophecy.
Yep.
Never played a Wing Commander game.
I still have a couple of them on disc.
Do they even run on PC?
Yeah, you run them in DOSBox.
Yeah.
There was a PlayStation 1 version of some of them.
Yeah.
Hmm.
If only you had a PlayStation 1, Brad.
I've got. I won't tell you what the seal is on. Let's just say the seal on that's been cracked.
Yeah.
Before I even ever fired it up the first time. Yeah. So, yeah. That was kind of fun. Back in the days when I managed a Blockbuster and Glenn had the CD burner.
So did you have the 4-wire or the 3-wire?
I don't know. I didn't put it in.
Amateur.
Damn, I wasn't going to do it. All it cost me was a limited edition card from when I was working in NASCAR Thunder, too. Mm-hmm. That's all it took. I'm like, okay, here you go. I literally bought it, took it fresh from the store.
Yep. So, lots of good movies coming up. Lots of trailers. Lots of.
You seen any good things lately?
Yes.
Yeah. Like what?
Star Trek Beyond.
Star Trek Beyond. That's what I was going to bring up.
I've not seen it yet,
but I'm hoping to go see it.
Okay. So I will say this. Like, this is just about, like, remember that first trailer. Mm-hmm. The two Trek Two Furious trailer and Simon Pegg coming out and like yelling at the studio and telling everybody, please do not watch that trailer. That is nothing like what this movie is about. Mm-hmm. You know, and he actually like was mad at the studio for releasing it.
Yes.
Simon Pegg was 100% correct.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the trailer and there was one thing in it that got me like, what? Did they go there? Mm-hmm. And I had to pause it to make sure. I'm like, is that an NX Enterprise class ship?
No.
I know it's not the Enterprise.
No.
But it sure as hell looks like that class of ship.
It's the USS Franklin.
I know it's not the Enterprise. I know it's the Franklin. But I'm like, because when it does that shot and it's got that very distinctive little cutout of the saucer section, I'm like, looks like the ship from Enterprise, man.
It does a very good job, like this one, because J.J. Abrams liked Star Trek, but he loves Star Wars, so that's why the Star Wars movie felt more like Star Wars than the first two Trek movies, kind of were more action-heavy. Simon Pegg and Justin Lin, they love Star Trek. So this is actually my favorite of the new Trek
movies. Yeah, I agree.
And it feels most like Star Trek. Mm-hmm. But they also worked in a lot of references to not only the original series, but to Enterprise. Lots of little Easter eggs for the people that really did like Enterprise, because Enterprise is the only series that both timelines share.
And I have said many times, it works. You know, it may have been, if it's... compare it to the original Prime timeline, it's kind of crap as a prequel. But if you think of it as a prequel to the Abramsverse Trek, it works a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of callbacks to Enterprise that a lot of people are very... And they're very well done.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Because I can't wait to admit it. The first couple seasons were kind of... but like towards the second half of the third season and then going on to the fourth season... It got like later seasons of the DS9 good.
Now, and I will say this, because we know that it is the Fast and Furious director that did it. There is one aspect of it that you would absolutely expect the Fast and Furious director to do, but in my opinion, it actually works really well. It works in with Kirk's backstory, and in the sense of him using it, it makes sense. Hmm. It makes sense why it was there, why it was available, and why Kirk was able to do what he did. But it was absolutely inspired by a Fast and Furious type thing. But I thought it was actually done really well.
I like the new aliens that we've seen. The makeup thing is kind of cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But my question is, why would you hire Idris Elba, of all actors, and then put him under that much makeup?
You need
you have to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad you said that, because I saw that trailer and I was like, wow, they've really gone off the deep end this time. They've gone to like 100% action, and that's not what Star Trek's about.
No.
Chris Pine
said you can't do cerebral Trek anymore.
I don't know.
That's full of shit.
But the actual movie I thought was a good balance of action and thinking. Sure. And characters. Yeah. So, I was surprised. I was very happy with it, and I would say it is my favorite of the three. So,
I'm still trying to juxtapose McCoy, Judge Dredd.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be both again.
I hope so. Like a third Netflix series of Dredd.
There's talk.
Yeah. It would be awesome.
It would be awesome.
Because Carl Urban's just freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And
yeah, he's cool.
I would say even more so than Zachary Quinto. Because he looks freaking like Spock.
Yeah.
I think he captured most of the feel of the character of Bones.
Yeah, but what I will say about this movie is, like, even if you, outside of the trailer, if you didn't really like Into Darkness and you're like, I'm done with the new Trek, give it one more shot. Just go watch Beyond. Give it one more shot, even if you know, because I didn't like Into Darkness all that much. Mm-hmm. But give the new Trek one more shot. Give Simon Pegg another shot. Because Simon Pegg, I guess he didn't write the previous ones, but he wrote this one. And I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Well, hopefully it does well and they let him do more.
Yeah.
If it is good.
Well, they've already greenlit the fourth one.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I mean, they got to keep it alive because they're getting ready to do this whole network based on the new series.
Yeah.
So.
We'll see.
The ship is fugly.
Yeah. That's Macquarie.
I
know it's based on an old design.
Also, they rushed that build of the model. So that is not what the final...
That's not the final model.
Yeah, that's not the final model. They had like 5 days to do that.
It's still, and even the basic design is fugly.
I don't know. I think they could make it okay.
No.
If they refine it a little bit, add some detail.
No. Nope.
I think it might be all right.
Nope. I do like the fact they're doing a different era that we haven't seen really much of.
We'll see.
So this is going to be between...
I think it's going to be between 6 and Generations.
Yeah, and it's prime timeline. It's not it's not Abrams timeline. Right. Kelvin timeline.
Yeah.
Whatever they're calling it now.
So, but I'll bet the effects and stuff will be very much like New Trek.
But on a TV budget.
Yeah, and Netflix is getting it like a day later.
Nope.
Not in the U.S.
No, not in the U.S.
Not in the U.S.
Right.
Of course.
Quickly to the VPN.
Mm-hmm. Change locations.
Or quickly to Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, I would consider paying for that, but nope. You're going to do it. People are going to find a way around it. I'm not paying another subscription.
You would consider paying for it, but then when they say, okay, here's how you can pay for it, you're like, no, I don't want to pay you for it. I'm only considering it. I won't actually
I'm not going to pay it for another subscription service. I already got Netflix. And they're going to put it on goddamn Netflix.
We're going to put it on iTunes?
I don't think I haven't heard anything about that.
So you can pay per episode? A couple bucks?
Just wait and buy it on Blu-ray when it comes out.
Or that.
That too. You put it out for $2 an episode, but where I could watch it anywhere. So I'm not stuck in watching it on an iDevice.
Right.
Or iTunes, Apple TV or anything like that. So I can put it on a, friggin' telephone that has more resolution than my TV.
Well, anybody got anything else? I'm ready to move on. I need more Geek Cuisine. Keep me going. It's getting late.
Alright, we will be back with more of the show right after we recharge our batteries.
I'm running low.
I'm walking like a zombie. I got a lion to scar me. I'm crossing your backyard. I'm acting like a tard. I'm getting really close to catch a drowsy Pokemon Mon, Pokemon Mon, Pokemon Go. I swear he's in your bathroom. Can I go through your bedroom? I'm gonna catch them all today. Catch them Pokemon, put them all away. Hey, Pokemon Mon, Pokemon Mon, Pokemon Go. Ah!
another Pidgey, right there behind my fridgey. I never get no rest because I'm so obsessed, and now my phone is dead from all the searching. Pokemon Mon, Pokemon Mon, Pokemon Go. Don't wanna find no dead guy, don't wanna take no clip guy. I'm gonna catch him all today. Catch me on Pokemon, put them all away. Pokemon Mon, Pokemon Mon, Pokemon Go. Pokemon, put them all away. Pokemon, Mon, Pokemon, Mon, Pokemon Go. I'm climbing over hurdles to catch a freaking Squirtle. I cut my Genghis Khan, what level am I on? I think I'm level 9, another Pidgey. Pokemon, Mon, Pokemon, Mon, Pokemon Go. Michelle Obama blew it, cause Pokemon can do it. I'm gonna catch him all the day. Catch them Pokemon, put them all away. Pokemon Mon, 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 Pokemon Mon. Catch that Pokemon, baby. Catch that Pokemon, baby.
Okay, it is time to get our geek fuel on.
Yes.
We're back with a little geek cuisine. And sugar. We got a, well, what's the word for an 11-header? You know, we've done triple headers. Don't know if we'll get to all 11 things, but we're damn sure going to try.
We'll see.
But, Billy, you want to introduce the first one that you got here? Because you are providing it. This is something we picked up at Fandom Fest yesterday, technically, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep. These are chocolates from the Chocolate Moonshine Company.
Ooh.
Apparently, Glenn has a connection.
A rainbow connection?
Someday we'll find it.
Which was
rumors to me.
Which was news to me, by the way. Yeah.
Mm. Excuse me. but they have these, I'm not sure if they're alcohol containing or if they're just alcohol.
I think they said non-alcoholic. I thought I was okay. Talking about sense and non-alcoholic.
Actually, oh yeah, non-alcoholic on the sign.
We've got 10 different flavors and we got 3 of them right here to start with. And, Glenn has kindly provided a beverage for us to wash it down with.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we probably ought to get started with that. First,
so it doesn't.
What is this?
Yeah, that. Yeah, yeah. You better.
I'll start passing it around because I've got my pieces of the chocolate up here, and here's three flavors.
All right. Yeah, we probably want to sip our soda first so that the chocolate doesn't.
Yeah.
Just flavor the soda, I think. So, I have, while we pass those around, I have something called Frost Top. They are an. A long time root beer manufacturer. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And they're like old fashioned root beers, right? Well, this is a cream soda. But here's what's special about it. It is a vanilla caramel cream soda.
Oh, yeah.
As it says here, great creme brulee taste.
Oh, yes.
My favorite.
The way you were hiding it from him, I thought it was like something pumpkin.
Oh, no.
And the smirk you had on your head.
Oh, I would have smelled that from a mile away, good sir.
This is a sipping soda. Yeah. You've heard of a sipping whiskey. Take a nice whiff of this.
Good smell to it.
Oh, it smells fantastic. And the smell really helps add to the flavor. So, and take a nice little sip.
Actually, it should pair very well with what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh. That's smooth.
That is very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And very good.
Well, we happened to stumble across this. My wife found this.
Of course.
At Rural King, of all places.
At the old Kmart?
Yeah, at the old Kmart. The Rural King at the old Kmart. And I think it's because they have lots of, like, nostalgic, you know, retro candies and stuff like that. And this was like
a Cracker Barrel store.
Yeah, and this is like an old-time root beer.
This needs to be in my life.
And we went back and bought all that they had. Literally, all that they had. So I'm stocked up for at least a couple weeks. But, yeah, we're loving this stuff.
Is it caffeine-free or is it got caffeine in it?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't care. It has tasty in it.
It could have arsenic. That's all I know. It's freaking awesome.
Oh, caffeine-free.
Okay.
Very low sodium. Contains carbonated water, sugar and or corn sweeteners, natural and artificial flavors, caramel color, citric acid, and sodium benzoate.
It definitely has a caramel kick to it.
Mm. Yeah.
Put a little salt in it, you know, salted caramel.
Yeah, salted caramel. It's very, very tasty. 32 ounces for $1.39.
There you go.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
I think you got the only Rural King around.
I got the only Rural King around, and I already bought all of it. So you're out of luck, people.
Ow!
kind of like me and that Game Fuel coming back from the Reds game about a month or so ago.
Yeah.
About that little ass gas station in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, all right. So we got the caramel vanilla cream soda, and it's all kinds of awesome.
Yeah.
Thumbs. And we've got three kinds of the Moonshiner chocolates,
which are now melting in my hand.
Yeah, you can hold my hand. And if you have one and your piece has got a little pink on it, pick that one out.
Okay. I've got one with some white and some blue and then one with nothing. So which would that be?
That one. Yeah.
It's the milk chocolate looking one.
Okay. Thank you.
And this one is called Big Bacon.
Oh, bacon. Bacon!
It's more of a smoky flavor. With a little salt.
Yeah, I'm not getting a bacon flavor.
It's good, but it's a little smoky with salt.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, tasty, but...
Oh,
has bacon bits in it.
I'm getting it now.
No, I actually hit a bacon bit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm getting a little bit on the back end. Just a little bit, though.
Not bad.
No. All right, what's up next? The next blue next. One or the...
Get if you got one, it's blue. Get that
blue,
one.
Blue.
That's crazy looking. Looks like it's got the wrapper still on it.
And this one is called the Moonshiner. That's real soft.
These are like truffles or something. You know that
style of chocolate. Yeah.
It's
very rich.
That's very kind of meh.
I was gonna say it's incredibly smooth though.
I like it. It's good.
And then the last one, or at least in this round, is. Bam! Triple chocolate. Bam.
Triple chocolate.
Bam! Which, I mean, I take it to mean you probably got dark chocolate, milk chocolate, and white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like chocolate.
All
right, so I'm going to pass that lid back here and discuss while I cut some more up.
That was pretty good. I think I like the Moonshiner one the best.
It was pretty smooth. Yeah.
It was very smooth. It had a subtle flavoring to it that gave it a little bit of a zing. I don't know if I call it a zing, but it was something else. Something else to it.
It was another layer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't quite describe it or what exactly it tasted like, but it was different. And I liked it. I also liked the kind of shimmery blue on the
cigar wrapper looking thing?
Yeah, it did look like a cigar wrapper, didn't it? I found them all tasty. I didn't think any of them had a big, particularly strong flavor, but they all had a good a good chocolate flavor.
The triple chocolate one just tastes like chocolate. I really couldn't differentiate. I mean, you put a bunch of chocolates together, it's just going to taste like chocolate to me. Like, why do that?
It's, I mean, at that point,
make a statement.
It might have been a little bit better if I had chucked them in the fridge or the freezer. Because that way, it wouldn't have blended quite so much.
Oh, yeah. Still good.
Very good.
The bacon, I didn't really... I barely got any kind of a bacon flavor on the first one. So, that was probably my most disappointing one. Because I was expecting...
Bacon. Really looking forward to bacon, right?
Fun.
Yeah.
Can't, like, fool me. Like, be like... Hey, this is bacon. Be like, no, it's not bacon.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. One more of a bacon.
Though I was getting the pieces of bacon. You know, I heard, but I guess it were just pieces of fat because they didn't taste like anything. So, oh well. Whatever.
Whatevs.
Wait, where'd you get these?
Phantom Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a little local kind of place? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're local. This is the first convention they've ever done.
Really?
So we were kind of telling them that, you know, they should really theme, like, change the names to be, like, superhero themes or whatever, or sci-fi themes, and then put underneath, like, what they are.
Yeah.
And stuff, and then they would sell a lot more. You know, like, have the blue one be called, like, the Doctor Who or something.
Right.
You know, they've got one called Hot Mess where, like, you call that one the Harley Quinn.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And they had many, many, many more flavors than what we're talking
about. Oh, yeah, they had just so many flavors. It was crazy. I was like, they were like, try one. I was like, which one? My God, there are so many.
I thought I told them just, you pick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so we got four more flavors. Oh, wow.
They also apparently have fudges.
Really? Well, yeah, I'm going back tomorrow.
We picked up some of the fudges. Yeah.
Colorful.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to...
So, yeah, you know they pair really well with this.
That's cool.
Yes, they do.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this soda is so good. I need to find a Rule King.
10th Street and Jeff.
And
or is it still 10th Street up there?
Yeah.
They get to that
I
point?
Think so. Yeah. All right.
Oops, sorry.
What's that, Highway 62?
Yeah.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. At Allison Lane. Right up from Jeff High School. Yeah. My old alma mater.
Or Jeff's, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to get four different shades there.
Yeah, so they're easy to differentiate.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty interesting.
There's one that's kind of got a brown and a yellow and red. Look good.
Okay, it's a yellow.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, I guess it's that
one.
Oh,
I see. Okay. Right. Gotcha.
All right.
I think this one?
Yeah.
This one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that'd be it.
Okay.
This is peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
A little bit. Not Reese's Cup type.
Oh, no.
Butter and chocolate. They're more chocolate than peanut butter.
Again, very subtle. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
I was going to say, when you're getting it off the top of your mouth.
Yeah.
But yeah, you do that and you sip of the soda. That's really good. I mean, it really
for once, we had a good pairing.
Yeah, it doesn't happen too often, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that is so good.
Now, try the purple one. The purple piece.
What's the purple piece?
It's the purple piece is black raspberry.
Ooh.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Ooh. Oh, that one jumps.
This one has the most taste out of any of them.
Yeah.
Oh, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big raspberry fan. That jumps out and goes.
What jumps out? punches you in the grandma.
Yeah, I think what it is like we're eating them up right side up, like so people because you can't see them, they're kind of like half circles and stuff, and so it's just the top that's coated, and so that hits the top of the root, top of your mouth, so you only taste the chocolate first because that's what hits your tongue,
right?
But if you like, I guess eat them upside down, you get the flavor probably quicker.
Okay, that what that is then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Damn, that's good.
That one was Ooh. Really good.
Thank you, Mr. Wizard.
Mm-hmm. Now there should be one. Let's
see. Yeah, that was definitely my favorite so far.
Yes,
that was tasty.
It's very
probably the coating crumbling off of it, but it's kind of a white swirly one.
Okay,
or beige swirly one.
What is it?
I'll tell you here in a second. Get my pizza. Chocolate cheesecake.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I get a little bit of cheesecake right off the bat.
Yep.
And and the smoother texture kind of helps with the cheesecake.
Ooh, now it's all blending.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. You had me at cheesecake.
Oh, that's good. Ooh, it progressively gets more and more cheesecake-y.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's tasty.
That is a close second to that raspberry.
All right. And Damn. Then there's one that should be kind of a...
Reddish?
A reddish maroon.
Maroony.
And that is cranberry pomegranate.
Ooh. Yeah, that's got a strong flavor.
Mm.
Real strong flavor.
My gosh.
These are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't jump out as much as the blackberry one, but
raspberry one, yeah.
Yeah, black raspberry one.
Oh, that's good.
And again, really good with the soda.
Yep.
Now we have three more. Do you guys want to try for three more?
Game?
All right. So
stall
for time.
Oh.
Stall for time. Well, we already talked about them.
Anyone know how to juggle? Oh, sorry. Oh, right. Audio podcast.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know. Raspberry one, favorite. It's kind of a toss-up between the pomegranate, cranberry pomegranate?
Yeah, the pomegranate cranberry.
And
cranberry
the cheesecake.
And the cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Oh, my gosh.
I'm partial to cheesecake, so I'm partial to the cheesecake. So, yeah.
So, yeah. First was the black raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
Very close second was the cheesecake, chocolate cheesecake. And then third is the...
We've got one flavor coming up that all I'm going to say is a certain former full-time crew member is going to be very sad that she missed.
Is it ice cream flavored?
No. But you're very close.
So, did they have a website or any sort of like brick and mortar? Or I know they're going to be interested in doing more conventions. So, if you go to conventions in the Louisville area, at least you have a chance to try these out. But
that is damn.
I don't know. Did you?
No. One of you got their card, I think. They were out of the cards for this specific venture.
Okay.
But they had their personal card.
Okay.
You got it. I didn't get it.
I don't have it on me.
What are they called?
In the bag.
It's...
Moonshiner's Chocolate, I think.
Moonshiner's Chocolate.
In fact, look on the bottom of the tray when it comes around. Mm.
Chocolate Moonshine Company.
Chocolate Moonshine Company. Okay. Cool.
That was...
That's a Google ad.
Yeah, these are really good. The first... couple were very light on flavor. It's very hard to differentiate. But this latest round, wow.
Like, alrighty.
Damn.
And now we're ready for the last three contestants. So, alright. Gotta pick up the one that's got the blue.
It hasn't come around to us yet.
Almost there.
And that might be a mystery because I don't think I caught that flavor.
Uh-oh. The blue one?
I tried to snap a picture of all of them.
Yeah.
You know, centering on the flavor.
That was
the one that we missed. All right, so this one's going to be a mystery.
Would it be the Blue Beetle or the Booster Gold? What would you go with this?
We'll go with Booster Gold.
Booster Gold. It's got the blue and yellow.
There we go.
All right. Going with this one?
Yep. I get just chocolate.
This one they didn't have a label for.
Oh, okay. Well, That's why we didn't get a picture of it then.
That would explain it.
No idea what the hell flavor it is, but it's good.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what it is, though.
I feel like it might have been the hazelnut one.
Oh, yeah, they there mentioned. It is. Mm-hmm. I think it is. I think it is what I'm tasting.
Yeah.
It's hazelnut.
Yeah.
I can see that.
It's a very light hazelnut flavor.
But, oh my gosh, yeah. I'm getting my Nutella sensors are going off.
And it definitely builds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Take a sip of your soda and cleanse your palate a little bit and then grab the one that looks like a splattered drop cloth. Got all the speckles on it.
It's like looks like
Tutti Frutti or something.
It's like the opening scene to the Ultraman show.
Funny you should mention that this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You should be in Hog Heaven.
Yeah. Show. Ultraman's a guest at Fandom Fest. So. All right.
This is birthday cake.
Oh.
I think this is the first one I'm kind of going, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like biting into a stick of butter.
It's odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of this one.
I'm not a fan of that one.
It's the first bite I really liked, and then it didn't grow on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it gets worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Then our final one, which may be in the running for the best one, is the... Well, strawberry, I believe. Mm. Let me check. Yeah, I do believe it is the wild strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
That's definitely one of the top two or three.
That's right up there with the black raspberry for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, love strawberry.
I think inadvertently we saved the best one for last.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Damn.
Lance, see if your relatives want to sponsor the show.
So there were a few that were kind of middle of the row, but then there were some that really knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jeez.
So this is...
Okay, that's some good stuff. I like it.
Chocolate Moonshine Company. Illegally good. Fresh, handmade artisan chocolates.
Nice.
And it looks like they're based in Grove City, Pennsylvania, which is apparently like pretty much in the center of the western side of Pennsylvania.
Okay, so... Oh, here. There's a freaking flavor code on the back.
Oh.
Look at the coatings.
I had to make... That too hard for you, you know. Actually listed on the package.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently they also make artisan ice cream and sipping chocolates.
Oh.
Sipping chocolates.
Yeah, definitely check and see if they want to sponsor the show. Tell them, send a product every, every couple of weeks. We'll do it.
Sponsor the segment.
Yeah.
And I mean they're huge because this is really coming out 6 months after, so like we know that they've
yeah.
What Bobby doesn't know is these segments may not necessarily air in this.
That's fine. You know what? But I know what the inside joke is, and it's about my enjoyment.
All that matters.
And the great thing is, you know, in next summer when you actually post this, I'll be like, that was the joke I was going for. Remember that.
It may have lost a little bit of its momentum.
Yes. But I mean, I'll be like, you know, a happy new year 2018 listening to this that's just hit the podcast feed.
I mean, that may not be that far off of the truth. It depends on what I see in my Facebook feed in the next 2 weeks. But yeah, Lynn, you got some awesome relatives, man.
Yeah, apparently.
It won't be getting to sleep anytime soon with trying 10 different chocolates.
Good
point. At least the soda was non-caffeinated.
That's right. Caffeine-free soda. Low sodium. So yeah, the soda was Frost Top Vanilla Caramel Cream Soda.
And yeah, we had to wrap in with that little wrap-up because this has been a full segment.
Been a full segment.
Yeah, so the artisanal chocolates, A+. Plus. I'm going to say A+. Plus.
Yeah. Yeah.
A minus on some of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them not as great, but.
Yeah, the birthday cake was definitely the bottom, I think.
Yeah, I think that was probably my least favorite. And there were a number that were, you know, just pretty much tasted like chocolate. Good chocolate, but chocolate.
Yeah, the bacon one was a little disappointing, so that may be. Mm-hmm.
Still tastes like chocolate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's still a good one.
Yeah. But then
those
there were
fruit
the.
Fruit ones were.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Yeah. And out the cheesecake, too. Cheesecake was tasty.
Yeah, the cheesecake one was pretty damn good, too.
Pretty tasty.
Especially since we kept getting more cheesecakey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as a former chocolate advisor at a certain chocolate chain, I can tell you that with the fact that...
They melt that damn fast?
Yeah, that means the chocolate is very fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Air quotes don't work.
That's why there was also the pause.
The pause. Very fun.
But that's...
Sorry, we do that shit too.
To denote.
The smaller the particle, the quicker the...
2 years from now, nobody's going to care anyway.
No.
I had to beat him to it.
Nobody cared 14 years ago when I was a chocolate advisor anyway.
In 2 years from now, the geek cuisine will be as stale as the jokes.
That's right.
No, nothing's that stale. The only thing more stale than your jokes is that bag of chips sitting on your shelf. Running back to Batman tortilla chips.
Batman tortilla chips, still sealed. Right. They're shaped like little bats. It's awesome.
All right, and we will be back with more of the show right after we figure something else out. Because I am not going to try those 30-year-old potato or tortilla chips.
Tortilla chips. Me neither. Not even with cheese.
That would be corny.
Oh.
Push the button.
You're fired.
Push the button.
Wide. I can quote Holy Grail and keep my dice in the Crown Royal bag. Cause I'm a geek, but I'm white trash. I got my trailer decorated like the Enterprise D with a view screen made from a plastic TV instead of Romulan ale. I drink Beam on the Rocks. I got an outhouse painted like a police box. I got a burglar alarm on my trailer screen.
You shall not pass.
Cause I'm a geek, but I'm
white trash. Hot shot back, and my boys are named Jimmy, Johnny, Joey, Django, Jared, and Jack. I'll go karaoke, but I'll only sing Shatner Cash. Cause I'm a geek, but
cut 'em. White trash!
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.